True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's the 9 o'clock stretch. You ready? Oh, yeah. 9:07, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Some of your top headlines. Pete Hegseth says, time to cut ties with the Boy Scouts that are all woke and DEI. And also, Marco Rubio being called a snake by a Democrat.
Wow, yeah. Talk about ironic.
Who would expect that?
Unheard of.
But right now, joining us, our Florida Ag Commissioner, Wilton Simpson. Commish, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Bob.
Well, as we approach, you know, it's Thanksgiving and everybody's celebrating. You and the governor have been busy. Tell me about this legislation you want to put together that's going after puppy mills.
Well, the governor's team reached out to us a few weeks ago about this. And basically what you've got is you've got a lot of very good puppy breeders in this state. You got a lot of very good people that do this stuff. But then you've got a lot of bad actors. And people would like to have transparency in how their pets are cared for, where they're, how they're maintained, the humanity, the transparency of that process. And what the governor's talking about doing is putting a process in place that does all of those things. The Department of Agriculture would draw up the best management practices for ethical dog breeders. And then DBPR would have some registry that would people would register to, and to make sure that they are, again, doing a humane, ethical treatment of our pets as they grow up.
My personal experience with folks, you know, that are breeding puppies, never had a problem. I could tell they absolutely loved what they were doing. But I know there's horror stories. Tell me about, you know, you're looking into the kind of places where these animals are going to, basically they're caged until they're sold.
Not only are they caged, a lot of times they don't have veterinarian care that they need. A lot of times they are not fed properly. They're not taken care of in a humane, ethical environment. And you're right, there are a lot of great dog breeders in the state that do everything exactly the way it should be, and these puppies and pets go to loving homes. But if you go to big.ranchrescue.org, you will see they have, I think, over 1,600 dogs that are in their care today. A lot of these where breeders will have a litter of puppies or be something medically wrong with them, and they ship them all. I mean, they'll take them all to give them the loving care they need till they get to a caring family. And so, you know, there's a lot of breeders in the state. There are a lot of people that are doing this that shouldn't be doing it, I would suspect. And I think what the governor is trying to set up here is a registry to make sure that when you're buying a pet, that you know you're getting it from someone of those quality breeders, as you talked about a few minutes ago.
Yeah, I mean, people, if they're breed specific because they have a history with that breed that they really like, or a friend does, you know, they want to make sure that you know, they're starting from scratch with a healthy, healthy puppy, and that's not always the case. And unfortunately, I think that is part of the issue that people worry about when it comes time for adoption. You know, how has this animal been treated previous? And I know you can retrain in most cases, but I think some people, that's a concern. And, you know, we want to overcome that because we need to have more puppies and dogs and cats adopted.
Well, we need to get them adopted, and all of us know, everybody listening here knows that our dogs are part of our extended family. I said it yesterday, I have three grand dogs here where I live, and we love these pets. And what we want to make sure of is the bad actors are not operating here in the state of Florida, and that when you buy a puppy or when you get one from a shelter, hopefully that is, you know, they've been ethically and humanely treated. But again, these are very vulnerable animals, right? If they, you know, and during hard financial times, it gets harder on families to take care of these animals. A lot of them surrender them. And so, you know, this is an effort by the governor and the state of Florida to make sure that these pets are being treated humanely and treated in an ethical fashion until they get to their forever home, whether they come through an adoption process or you go purchase one. That's the main goal here.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, you know, in a previous subject, we talked about all these, you know, drugs basically that are marketed like candy and been on the shelves. And I know your department, you've made a big effort to shut this kind of thing down. How are we doing on that front in particular?
You know, we're doing very well. And the federal government during this last CR, they added, I think there's a 12-month runoff period now on hemp-type products that are being sold throughout the United States. It should not be being sold. But how we know we're making a difference, Bob, and this is very important. You go back 3 years ago, we had more than 2,000 kids a year visiting emergency rooms that had overdosed on hemp products. And they market these to our children in fancy packaging, colorful packaging. They make them look like gummy worms. They make them look like Skittles. And you may have 25 doses in one Skittle, or you may have, you know, 50 doses in a gummy worm or something. And so there's no scientific rationale to the way they're selling these other than they're trying to market these products to our children. The Department of Agriculture, working with the legislature, passed laws to give us the authority to go in and remove all of that type of product. If you are targeting our children, we are going to remove that from the shelves. We're going to issue stop orders and some we're going to confiscate. We're going to destroy that product. And it's these are very, very, very bad actors. And so the federal government just gave us a little more teeth into that. I think it goes into effect 12 months from now. And these are poisons. And by the way, adults can use these products. There's not a problem with that. The challenge is that if you go to take a product for a medicinal purpose, shouldn't you know what's in it? Should you know that if you go buy a Tylenol, you know that there's 250 milligrams or there's 500 milligrams in the Tylenol you're going to take. If you're going to take a hemp-laden product or infused product, you should know the dose that you're getting. And a lot of folks in our state use these products for medicinal purposes instead of using other types of medicines. And they find them very fulfilling, right? They find them very
helpful,
good for their healthy. Yeah, they're very healthy. But you have to know what you're taking. You can't be the wild, wild west. You can't take a pill one day and it's 35 doses, and the next day it's, you know, half a dose. And so I think there's got to be a regulatory net tightened around these medicinal products. When we say medicine, we actually mean medicine. You know, we passed a before the constitutional amendment was passed, we passed a law in the state of Florida for medicinal marijuana. And when you use it properly, and people do all the time, and we obviously have dispensaries for this, those products can be very helpful for the health of our community. When these products that are come out targeting our children and are not properly labeled and or not are improperly labeled, that's a big burden on our society and especially our children. And at the Department of Agriculture, we are not going to allow that to continue in the state. We have the ability to stop and remove those products. And that's exactly what we're going to do. If you're targeting our children, we're going to target you.
Absolutely. Love it. And it's always a pleasure to talk to you. And we just wish you and your family a wonderful Thanksgiving. Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, thank you.
You too, Bob. Have a blessed Thanksgiving.
Thank you. 9:15 on the Bob Rose Show, 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. You can start thinking about that. Brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and my dentist, Dr. Samantha Annis. So that'll be coming up. Catch you up with some more headlines and some stuff you may not have heard yet. We'll do some of that next on 97.3 The Sky.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's almost Happy Turkey Day. Good morning and welcome. Hey, happy Thanksgiving Eve. It's 9:20 right now. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's also a happy hump day, Trump Day. So, Greg, you're looking forward to Thanksgiving and all that that represents?
Absolutely. Going to be have a little smaller crowd this year, which is fine, but still hoping for decent weather because we really like to eat outside. We'll see if that holds out tomorrow. It's kind of nice. But, looking forward to it. Got the turkey, the whole bit, and my stomach's growling just thinking about
it. Well, I'll be out of town, but, if the dogs let you in, you can borrow any of my jackets for the cooler weather because I've got a few extra.
Because, if we hit, 68 for high, I might need one,
Well, some people will,
Yeah.
You probably will.
I've gotten used to Florida now. I know.
Greg's like, can we turn off the air now? Can we turn off the air now? I'm like, yeah. No, it's Florida. I need air all the time. How can you live without air? He goes, the air conditioning.
Yeah, we all have to have air, Bob.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, man. I just need mine conditioned.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
All right. First of all, we know you're busy, so we want to make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast, have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. You just hit subscribe. So, some possible changes in the media world. A merger is possible between Paramount Skydance and Warner Brothers Discovery, but it's facing opposition from Senator Elizabeth Warren and the Writers Guild of America. they warn that the deal could consolidate control of major news and entertainment outlets under a single conglomerate. Look, I understand. Merge.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's usually to the benefit maybe of, you know, some shareholders and stuff. They intend it usually to be, oh, it's going to be great for the workers involved. You're going to have the best of both, you know, companies or whatever. Well, you know, in my existence, you know, on the planet, I can tell you that that rarely happens. But, you know, it is what it is. But here's what's really behind it. Elizabeth Warren doesn't want CNN to go under the umbrella of Paramount Skydance because it's led by CEO David Ellison and backed by his father, the Oracle co-founder and prominent Trump ally, Larry Ellison.
That's funny.
So, see, if they get their hands on CNN, which by the way, we, you know, we've talked about their miserable ratings and stuff like that.
Somebody's got to do something.
Oh, but they are still a perennial winner when it comes to making money.
Isn't
apparently, they estimate to net like $500 million annually. I think part of it might be, you know, they have this vast global reach.
They do, because if you go to an airport around the world,
right,
CNN is on.
Well, and so, even like in the hotels and stuff like that, there's no Fox in Venice, Italy, you know, or in Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's no.
But I wonder if they just don't know any better.
I think that's a part of it.
I think they
a portion
see,
of it.
CNN is the news thing in America, and they cover the world. I really think it's just from maybe what they used to be that people still think.
Yes, I thoroughly agree with that. And it'll be interesting if Ellison does have, puts his mitts on it. I wonder, will he make adjustments? How noticeable will the adjustments be made? Because, you know, MSNBC is trying to morph into something else, or are they? Now, they changed their name to MS Now.
Right.
But it looks like, according to the ads they're running, and by the way, they're running them during Fox News, you know, breaks.
Really?
Yes, but I think it's bought through, let's say, Xfinity. In other words, you buy the local inventory.
Sure.
And you make your purchases that way. So they're literally advertising MS Now on Fox. But guess who's like the star of the commercial or one of them?
Who's that?
Rachel Maddow.
Oh, my goodness.
So if you just didn't know anything.
Oh, no.
And you said MS Now and you saw her, and nothing against the way she appears.
No, she's just the face of that whole.
That's my point is they've made her the face of it. And I thought they were really going to, you know, try to turn things a little. So that they could get, you know, more people watching. Isn't that the deal?
That should be the goal. But if you're still putting her out as your your mascot, if you will, no.
And they try to make it real. I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to make it like real Americans, Constitution. They put part of the preamble in there of the Constitution. Yeah.
Really?
We the people.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
In order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, it's that's in there.
That's like a joke.
It is. Well, it absolutely is. It is like, wow, all they did was take their propaganda and put it in a not even so new wrapper. I mean, why go to the trouble? Why even change your identity if you're, you know, not going to change the product at all?
No.
So in other words, they're saying, well, there's nothing really wrong with the product. It's just maybe it's the perception of how people see us. Nothing could be further from the truth. They see you exactly as you are, and that's why you have miserably low ratings, and they're never going to get any better as long as you have those people as the same faces with the same rhetoric.
Mm-hmm.
But hey,
I don't
want that corporate job.
No.
Not unless they let me do it from the mountains. Then maybe.
Well, you know.
Let's go to Jerry on the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Good morning.
Good morning. I thought CNN stood for Communist News Network.
Yeah,
we
used to say that. We used to say Clinton News Network back when that was the big deal. Jerry, I mean, if you know anything about CNN, I mean, You're right. They're left of center.
Oh, yeah.
But they make MSNBC
yeah.
look like, you know, I mean, It is. It's basically based on the writings of Karl Barks. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. It's crazy. And so changes, positive changes, could come to CNN if this merger comes about. Because, like I said, the people from Paramount Skydance, David Ellison, his dad, Larry Ellison, who's a huge Trump fan, they might tweak with it and change it for the better. For the better.
Interesting.
That's the hope. Sometimes they don't want to get involved that deep into programming.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know, we'll see. It's going to be interesting. We're going to have an interesting midterms in 2028 and the rise of J.D. Vance. Yeah, you heard it here. Well, maybe not first, but just give us credit. You heard it here.
Oh, yeah.
On the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. We're live and local and loco, and we've got things that make you smile in about 15 minutes. More headlines next, 97.3 The Sky.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Thanksgiving Eve and a happy hump day, Trump Day. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 9:36. And it used to be, you know, you had a few days off like this. You got family from out of town, depending on the weather.
Yeah.
Maybe going to the movies. Yep. People still do that.
Yeah.
And guess what? It's not out right now, so don't get too excited.
Okay.
But apparently Paramount has announced that they definitely are going to do, and it's in the works, Rush Hour 4.
This is going to be a lot of folks that are happy to hear that. It's a great franchise.
Well, Jackie Chan, he's funny, and I don't know that he used to be able to do all his stunts. Come on, man. He's like 75
he's
now.
He's getting up in years.
And But Chris Tucker, he's always funny. You know, funny, quick-witted.
Yeah.
Can you understand words that are coming out of my mouth? I think that was from the first Rush Hour.
Probably so.
But anyway, number 4, you know why they're making it? Because we have the best president in the world.
Absolutely.
Donald J. Trump. Mm-hmm. Donald J. Trump pretty much said it. Oh, wish they'd do Rush Hour 4.
And like days later, here we are.
That's right.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Sources now say that Paramount is preparing to shell out a flat distribution fee to release Rush Hour 4 in theaters, according to Variety. But Warner Brothers will also back the film with its new line label, which backed the original films. The effort to bring the fourth film to the big screen hit snags over the years. Despite efforts to get the film greenlighted by Ratner, now it appears that President Trump's backing of a fourth film in the series has pushed the project into overdrive.
I love it.
The news broke after Trump reportedly went to bat with Paramount for the project, and finishing touches right now on a $40 million documentary about First Lady Melania Trump.
Oh, wow.
That he directed and produced. That would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So he's putting the finishing touches on that. That should be out pretty soon. And I guess, you know, since Trump likes him, mm-hmm. you would think it'll be, well, it should be favorable no matter what, but you know how those things work. Right? Melania is set to hit theaters January. I didn't know it was coming that quick.
Sneaking right up on us.
Yep. The project will also stream exclusively on Amazon Prime. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Rush Hour 4, Jackie Chan, Chris Tucker, back together.
I think it's a good thing.
It is.
Yeah, I think a lot of folks will like that.
Yeah. We need stuff like that.
But you were talking about the whole holiday thing, and it just kind of hit me that sometimes that's what Jen and I will do. Because we're too busy to go to a lot of movies. We binge the series kind of like you do. But sometimes on a holiday or the day after, you got time. You don't have to be anywhere. Maybe you got off work. I love going to a movie, get a big old thing of expensive popcorn, and soda that costs too much, and watch a movie.
We bought the big, reusable plastic.
Popcorn
was like a deal, right?
Was it a deal?
Well, you know, it's been so long. It probably been 6 months since we've been in the movies, maybe longer. And we decided we were going to go see the movie that stars The Rock as a real-life guy who was on the early years of MMA.
Oh, okay.
I guess the critics didn't like it. I thought it was pretty good, personally.
How did he do? How was his performance?
They make him up to look different, and he looks just different enough.
Yeah,
that he pulls it off, in my opinion.
So you don't think of him as, oh, there's The Rock.
No,
then that's done well.
Initially, because you know it's him, but
sure.
No, I thought, you know, as they would say in wrestling terms, he sold it.
Well, there you go.
But anyway, yeah. So we bring the plastic bin, you know, that we've kept in the cupboard, you know, months, and it's like
it's not a good deal if it sits.
Well,
at home.
I thought it was free. Which maybe that was a crazy idea that I had in my head.
You thought you paid once and you got a free refill?
It takes a dollar off. A dollar.
Really?
And I don't mean to sound like I'm some rich snob. But I'm not going to carry a plastic bin around for a year and keep it in my house to save a dollar.
No.
It's already $30.
How much do you think you paid extra over the normal expensive popcorn to get the plastic thing?
I don't even know. And Greg, I didn't want to think about it. I thought it was a deal.
You're right, but if you're only going to get a dollar off and you bring it back,
and maybe I missed, maybe it was $2, but whatever it was a ridiculously small amount.
But unless you go to the movie once a week, you're never going to make it back.
Which, by the way, there are some pretty good deals if you're a frequent flyer in the movies type thing.
Right.
They do offer some reasonable deals that really makes it affordable for a lot of people, retired folks. The problem with us is where we live, out there in the Keys, not a lot of movie theaters around there.
Oh, you're lucky to have electric.
Now, we could go to the big town. We could go to Stark Vegas.
Ooh.
They got damn a movie theater.
Viva
it's a little Stark theater Vegas. That's been around for 100 years.
Yeah.
But, otherwise, we drive up to, Middleburg, Jacksonville, Fleming Island, whatever.
Yeah, but our buddy, Sheriff Gordon Smith, keep an eye on you if you're up there. Make sure you're safe.
You talk about Bradford County?
If you go to the big city.
Talk about Bradford County?
Uh-huh.
Stark Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
he'll make sure you're
good,
safe.
Sheriff.
I usually text him when I'm rolling through, just to tell him I'm on my way through your fine county. And he goes, you are safe and protected here, my friend.
That's right. Gives you the green light.
Yeah, I just fly right through there. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not Bob
the
Rose.
If you're around the Waldo flea market you see somebody screaming down the road, just say, "Hey, Greg, how you doing?"
He would never take advantage of a friendship like that. He's good people.
Now, if you were blazing through there and got pulled over, then maybe you might drop a name or two.
It could happen.
Yeah. So this Kayvon, I think I'm saying it right, Kayvon, the comedian.
Yeah.
And if you saw me, but you might recognize him, he was having some fun. He says, "We have an interesting thing where the president is funnier than half the late night show hosts out there right now."
It's true.
Yeah,
you watched him with the Crown Prince. You watch him in the office the other day with Mom Donnie. I mean, he's having a good time no matter who's around.
Yeah,
he's enjoying himself.
Which it again shows you just how bizarre the left is when they wanted to call him like this authoritarian, this tyrant, this Nazi, all the nasty things they've said. If they would actually give him a chance, if they actually would give him a chance, you can't help but like at least some aspects of his personality.
Oh, if he weren't a Republican, it'd be like the old days. They would love this guy because they did then.
Yep.
Yep.
So I think the comedian said, "I think the State of the Union should have a 2-drink minimum. Nancy Pelosi could be the cocktail server and just make sure to tip her before she tears up your cocktail napkins." Remember that?
That was good. The State of the Union.
Yeah.
That was good.
All right. So anyway, I thought that was kind of funny and really true. I mean, Trump really is having fun, although he's conducting very serious business at the same time. He can have some fun with it.
Yeah.
You know, that's really being a leader. That's in command.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel pretty good about the future. And, whether or not it's presidential politics or anything else, I mean, this is the season where, hopefully you say, what's really important in my life? And, am I working in the direction that I think would be part of my, my original mission statement as an adult? Or maybe it's time to make one up. What is your mission? What do you hope to accomplish? What do you want your legacy to be? And maybe start thinking in those terms. And then in the meanwhile, though, just have, so much gratitude and thankfulness. I mean, I remember, in the Bible, and Paul was like in prison. And he's like, "Praise the Lord, praise the Lord." He's in prison.
Mm-hmm. Talk about perspective.
Yeah. That was kind of like an eye-opener type thing. It's like, you should be joyful and thankful all the time, even when things aren't going that well.
And that's something that not to make it too of a downer in a sense, but it's a perspective. Whenever something bad happens and we thank God that, our child survived or whatever the case may be, those of non-faith will always go, "Oh, so," they kind of criticize you for being thankful for that but something bad still happened. We're not thankful for the situation. We're thankful that we are getting through it. We're thankful for the good that happened. We're not saying it was all good, but we're being thankful for the parts that are, and we're just trying to have a good heart about it. And they're so determined to be critical of Christianity, they just want to be mean.
What good God would allow this to happen?
Right.
What good God would allow that to happen?
And that's nice if you were God and those you set it up that way. That's great. I always go back to look at those who were closest to Jesus. They did not have happy ends of life.
I don't talk about that a lot because I don't think you're selling it well.
Well, I know, but my point being,
nobody wants to get skinned alive,
boiled,
decapitated, whatever they were doing.
Hung upside down.
Yeah,
none of those things.
Yeah, no, none of it was fun.
No.
So now I don't sell on that one.
But I don't use it as a selling point.
I know.
But by the way.
Yeah,
I did just get a text from the sheriff because I'm always safe in Bradford County.
So. Ooh, and that means he's always listening.
See, which he does.
Ooh.
He's a smart man.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't say how you really felt.
Oh, wow.
Just kidding.
No, we got
trying
some,
to set Greg up.
We have got some great... Seriously, though, again, we show our appreciation all the time, but we've got some great law enforcement around here, and we really do like and appreciate them.
Except for the one guy that wrote me that ticket 2 years ago. I still hate him.
What a grudge. And but hope they all are safe, because all our first responders,
I hate her.
But we hope they have a safe season, because a lot of them still have to work Thanksgiving, and we hope that they will have a
good time. Yeah, they're going to work.
Yeah.
I didn't choose your job, pal. You chose it.
See, this is why I get along very well with all the law enforcement, and you get pulled over.
And let me add to that.
Yeah.
When I was coming up the ranks, I had to work all kinds of stupid, crazy hours.
Oh, yeah.
But no, we feel for you when it takes you away from your family, and we do appreciate your service. All first responders, thank you.
Yep. We mean it. Well, at least I do.
Well, I do.
I know.
Except for that one.
Except for that one guy that wrote you a ticket.
No. I you know what I do? I pray for him.
Oh, like it was all
I pray
him.
For him.
Wow.
Yeah. Even though I did wrong.
Uh-huh.
I still blame him.
And that makes you smile.
No.
I didn't think so.
9:47 on the Bob Rose Show. Actually, it is time to smile. Things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts, non-political, you want to share with us. Come on, you can do it. Here's the number, 877-975-9825. Could be things you're thankful for. Same thing. Things that make you smile. Brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is time for things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us, and it's brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now, 877-975-9825, and good morning, Steve. What's making you smile?
Couple things that fall right in line with what you were saying. You know, it took me till I was about 50 years old to figure out that you don't really have problems in life. You have challenges. And when you frame it that way, it'll give you so much peace of mind and being able to move past whatever the challenge is and finding out a rational way to deal with it. And so I'm really thankful that I got to that point in my life. And the other thing is I got pulled over for speeding a couple months ago. Hmm. And, you know, not paying attention. I was doing 78 in a 65 zone. The cop, you know, I had my stuff in my hand when the guy comes to my window. And he said, you know, why I pulled you over? Yeah, I was speeding. He said, well, what's your hurry? I said, I'm 65, man. I don't know how much time I got left. You know, I gotta get to where I'm going as quick as I can. I got to get as much in. He laughed. He said, is your license good? I said, yes, sir. He said, and I'm the president of a nonprofit organization. And he said, you're that X guy. And I said, yeah, I am. He said, well, I believe in what you're doing. Have a good day.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Made me smile.
Yeah, and that makes me smile. He had me at 78 and a 65. Is that? So that's illegal? For real?
Well, that's why the word limit is on the sign there, Pop.
Just a kidding. Uh-huh. Just a kidding. Yeah, I know how I deal with my challenges. I'm like, wonder how the good Lord's going to get me out of this one. Keeps things fun. The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR, is coming up next. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. The Haile Gubi volcano in Ethiopia, located about 500 miles from the capital city, erupted on Sunday for the first time in 12,000 years. The eruption was not too devastating as such events go, but it did release an enormous plume of ash, which rode the subtropical jet stream and quickly expanded to cover parts of Yemen, Oman, and Pakistan. Wow. And several flights were canceled as a result.
Hmm.
That's a big volcano.
Yeah.
12,000 years. That makes it the Rip Van Winkle of volcanoes. Nothing smokes more than a volcano, so it makes it your smoking gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Go visit them on their Black Friday sale, all right? And I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy's here. We're going to be off for Thanksgiving. Blessings, everyone.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.